The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on the South Gym. 106.3 FM, KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Eric Peterson with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM's Brent Balbinon.
Oh, we welcome you aboard. It is hot. It is freezing outside, but we expect it to heat up here this evening in about 18 minutes as we have got two tradition-rich boys basketball programs. And when we talk about it, when the Iowa High School Athletic Association several years ago decided to go ahead and pre-seed the sub-state playoffs, every game prior to January 15th became all that more important. You've got the Iowa City Westside Trojans, preseason number one, but they have battled injuries to two key starters. They have lost two games outside the state of Iowa, both in Minnesota, but a tough loss earlier this week at Dubuque Wallert as head coach Steve Bergman and company now at 7-3. On the flip side of the coin, Chris Robertson and the Linmar Lions. Look, we can name off a ton of standouts that have come through this program. They are no stranger to state tournaments and championships themselves. And at 7-2, both these teams find themselves in a very awkward position. Lose tonight, and you may be looking at having to actually play an extra game after the regular season finishes up. Good evening, everybody, and welcome courtside at Westside Gymnasium. Brent Balbinon alongside Adam Haluska as we are about 17 minutes away from tip-off here this evening. 7-3, Iowa City West High, 7-2, Linmar. And Adam, before we even break anything down, we do have to let people know, everybody knows about Tanner Lohouse. With the dislocated ankle, they are hoping that rest, rehabilitation, and some quick healing will have him back, hopefully, by middle to late February. But one thing they did not count on is the loss of starting point guard Connor McCaffrey. He suffered a concussion, hit the deck hard in the closing seconds of Tuesday night's loss to Dubuque Wallert. He is not cleared to play tonight. So West High goes in, down their starting point guard, and down their starting power forward. I know you don't make excuses, but West is really going to need some other players to step up tonight.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, coming into the game, I know a lot of people were excited. This is a big matchup. It's been one that's been on the calendar for a long time. Iowa City West is going to have some guys really step up tonight, and I think it's going to be interesting. We got, you know, you got Patrick McCaffrey. He's going to have to really be a guy that really, as a freshman in a big game like this, he's got to step up and really show his worth. And these are games where a lot of these guys, and we can see the future, who's ready to step up when you got guys that are injured and obviously going to be out for tonight. But a big matchup, like you said, cold outside. I think this gym's going to heat up quick. I'm excited to watch this one tonight.
On the flip side, you have a very potent offense for Linmar, led by Jordan Bohannon. 21.7 points per contest last night. Now, he played at Cedar Rapids, Washington. Pardon my Peter Brady break there. Cedar Rapids, Washington last season and averaged just under 18 points per game, so he has raised his offensive output. But even more importantly, he's picking up almost an extra rebound per ball game. And this is your point guard. He is your leading scorer and also your leading rebounder while dishing out a couple of assists per game. Had a chance to talk with head coach Steve Bergman for West High, and he made no bones about it. They have to pick him up early in transition defense tonight.
Yeah, when you got a guy that is such a focal player like Jordan is, you got to pick him up early. And kind of like what you and I were talking about, Iowa City West may want to have a guy or two that just, hey, the focal point is stopping Jordan, especially when you got a guy throwing 21 points up a game. He's a difference maker. So if you can wear him down, have somebody fresh on him at all times, following him, chasing him, making his night miserable, that's one way West can really try to stop this offense from Linmar.
It's not just the Jordan Bohannon show, though. As we take a look at it, this team is shooting excellent from beyond the arc. Bohannon is shooting 42%. Jared Prinney, who is averaging 14 points per game, is shooting 41%. And then Bo Klosterman, who is going to walk on at Northern Iowa. Coach Jacobs said, we simply don't have a scholarship to offer you right now, but if you want to walk on and try and earn one in the future, you're welcome to, and it certainly sounds like that's what he's going to do. Klosterman shooting 39%. Adam, the old adage, regardless of what level you're at, high school, college, or the pros, if you're shooting 33% from distance, one out of every three, that's very good. These guys are shooting exceptional.
Well, I think it's kind of ironic. I mean, you watch every year, Linmar's known to have shooters, not just one, but the team's really bought in. Yeah, they're at 39.9 with the stats that I have in front of me. That's 40%. And like you said, for high school kids, that's an amazing percentage. And so they can heat it up quick. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why you can't let them get going early, because if they get comfortable and they're knocking down threes, it's just so hard to catch up.
On the flip side, West High is minus their leading scorer and Connor McCaffrey, and also their leading distributor at 5 assists per ball game. Devontae Lane, the next man up, averaging 13 points and 4 boards per contest. Wally Parks, their 6'4 swing slash center, is averaging 10.5 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. But remember, Tanner Lohaus, a force inside at 9 points and 4 boards per game, is also out. And at the same time, you still have Nathan Barnes, and you've got that motion that they like to run. Coach Bergman told me, we can't get into a street ball mentality with them. We have to run half court, solid defense, set picks, cut hard, and pound it inside. Even with Lohaus out, they still feel that's where their strength is.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they know their bread and butter, and to get that ball down low, and you really want to make that defense work, especially when you're down. Get comfortable on the offensive end, and anytime you can push it down low, get fouled, get to the free throw line, it not only slows the game down, but it gives Iowa City West a chance to get easy buckets by getting it down low.
12-10 before we tip this one off. We're going to take a two-minute break here. Back with the starting lineups when we return. Don't go anywhere. Two-minute break. Iowa City West High and Linmar, you're listening to it on KGYM.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the mill manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you, if for any reason you are not happy with it. And that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about comfort care.
Yes, Bob, winning and comfort care go together. With the quality in-home services comfort care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for comfort care.
Go with a winner. Go with comfort care.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. Tom Brady and the Patriots host the Kansas City Chiefs. Then Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers head to the desert to face the Arizona Cardinals. The NFL playoffs are right here.
NFL divisional playoffs beginning at 3 Saturday on the Gym. 106.3 and 107.5 FM brought to you by NFL Red Zone from NFL Network and Mediacom.
Chicken. Welcome back to Iowa City West High. Brent Babadon alongside Adam Maluska. All right, we are ready to get going here in 8 minutes and 56 seconds. 7-3 Iowa City West High, 7-2 Linmar. We actually have a pretty good, actually I'm going to say very good officiating crew. This is a Division III officiating crew tonight. Ron Konucki, Andy Milton, and Dave Cusick. And folks, I know we talk about a concern about officiating drying up, especially at the prep level. I've talked with several people at the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and there's a legitimate concern, if not flat-out fear, that in about the next 10 years, there's going to be an officials shortage. But tonight, we got a marquee matchup here, and we have an excellent officiating crew to call this one. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Lions of Linmar, led by head coach Chris Robertson and company, he will send the following five onto the floor. The Lions at 7-2 on the season. At the point will be Jordan Bohannon, a 6'1 senior. Bohannon, of course, is going to be heading to the University of Iowa. Coach Brad McCaffrey is in attendance here this evening, obviously watching at least one of his sons play, and a future Hawkeye. Bohannon averaging 21.7 points, 5.1 boards, and 2 assists per ball game. He is also an excellent free throw shooter, as you want your point guard to be at 91%. At the off guard, it will be Jared Prinney, a 6'5 senior. Prinney averaging 14 points and just a shade under 4 boards per contest. Prinney is heading to Western Michigan next season. At the swing, it will be Riley Murphy, a 6-foot senior. Murphy entering tonight's contest. He's a role player, but still averaging 7 points, 2.5 boards, 2.5 assists per contest. He's going to play in the Iowa Conference somewhere. I was talking with Coach Robertson, I believe Coe, I believe he also said Simpson and Loris have all shown interest. At the forward spot, it will be Jordan Brandt, another 6-foot senior. Brandt averaging 8.5 points, a little over 5 boards, and 2.5 assists per contest. And maybe not surprisingly, every one of those schools that I just mentioned that were interested in Murphy are also interested in Brandt. And then down low, you've got the big man, Bo Klosterman, a 6'4" senior. Klosterman is the team's third leading scorer at 12 points per game. He's also averaging 5 rebounds per contest. That is a formidable starting five. The Trojans will counter with a somewhat depleted lineup, but you got to play them. It's not like you can just ask for a little extra time off. It will be, at the point, Alex Henderson. Now, he's been coming off the bench and getting more than just spot minutes this season. He plays excellent defense, not a huge scorer, but he does run the offense well. Great court vision. Henderson, a 6'1 senior. Henderson, on the season, is averaging 4.3 points, just under 3 boards, and 2.5 assists per game. At the off guard, and one would think he needs to step up just a little bit to pick up the slack with the loss of Connor McCaffrey, Devontae Lane, the 6'2 junior. Lane averaging 13 points, 4 boards, 2.5 assists per contest. At the swing, it will be Patrick McCaffrey, the 6'7 freshman. I talked with Coach Steve Bergman prior to warm-ups, and he said the kid needs to come out of his shell tonight. He said as a freshman, he's really had such a huge physical advantage over other kids his age because most aren't 6'6", 6'7", when you're in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Now he's running into a higher level of athlete, a more mature level of athlete, and the game is different. You actually have to run what you're being called. You just can't get me the ball and take over. McCaffrey, we'll wait and see what he can do here this evening. He's averaging 4.3 points per ball game, and he's averaging 2 blocks per contest. Your front court as follows. Nathan Barnes. Barnes, a 6'4 senior. Barnes, maybe somewhat of an under-the-radar player. 6 points, 2.5 boards per contest. And then Wally Parks. He's headed to Indian Hills Community College at the end of the season. A 6'4 senior. Parks averaging 10.5 points and 5.5 rebounds per contest. All right. Time for the Holy Trinity. You ready for this? Linmar is averaging 69.2 points per game. They also play defense, allowing opponents just a shade under 58 points per game. You're talking about plus 11. What we take as the Holy Trinity, folks, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but there is legitimacy to this, turnovers. How many possessions are you losing? Steals per game. You figure those will cancel each other out because those are extra possessions. And then assists, meaning you're scoring off a made basket or a good pass. You take steals and assists, and subtract turnovers from those, and you get the extra possessions per game that each team averages. Linmar is only averaging 7.7 turnovers per game. Single digits, that is excellent. They are averaging 7.1 steals per ball game. Those two numbers almost cancel each other out, and they are dishing out. They share the ball well, 11.4 assists per contest. Subtract turnovers from steals and assists, and you've got plus 10.8, basically 11 extra possessions per ball game. You figure a 50% conversion rate, and there's 11 points you can put on the board for Linmar before the game even tips off. Four, Iowa City West. They average 64.5 points per game. They also play great defense. That's what they've hung their hat on here ever since Coach Steve Bergman got here. 50.3 points per contest for opponents. They're only turning the ball over 9.5 times per game, also single digits. They're getting 9.6 steals per game. It's a wash. And they're sharing the ball even better than Linmar. 15.6 assists per contest. Subtract turnovers from steals and assists, plus 15.7. Almost 16 extra possessions. Figure a 50% conversion rate. And Adam, you can add 16 points to the board before this one even tips off. You have two teams that are almost identical mirror images of each other.
Well, I think it goes back to being well coached. When you look at these two teams, that not only do they have great players, but they don't turn the ball over. Their steals, they're active on defense. And if you look at the assist, you know, Iowa City West is averaging close to 16 assists a game, 11.4, I guess, for Linmar. That's unheard of for a lot of high school teams. And when they're sharing the ball at that clip and, you know, they're essentially shooting at a high percentage like these two teams are, it's going to be a fun game. And it's always great to watch great high school coaches and how they've passed it down. And these kids really buy in. And I love seeing those turnovers under 10 a game. It's just, in any high school game you watch, there's going to be mistakes. But to limit it under and have single digits, that's impressive.
I talked with Chris Robertson, Linmar's coach, prior to this game. And I said, seriously, how thin is the margin for error for you tonight? And he goes, I know we may even be coming in as the favorite with the injuries that West has, but he said it is razor thin. He said you may be looking at one possession a quarter, four possessions in an entire game that will spell the difference between who wins and who gets saddled with a loss here tonight.
Yeah, even with Iowa City West being depleted, and we say that, there's a lot of guys that are going to step up.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we briefly talked about, you know, Patrick McCaffrey going to have to step up. You know, here's a guy when, you know, the pecking order, he's a freshman. He's got an older brother who's on the team and a bunch of seniors on that team as well. He just kind of knows his place. Now it's going to be time for him to step up in a bigger role. And, you know, I fully expect him to come out and play strong. And just look at Iowa City West, too. They got a little more size. And so if they can use that down low, it's going to be an interesting ball game.
All right, welcome aboard the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, alongside 106.3 FM, the South Gym here in Iowa City. So the North and the South Gym. We're doubling up our audience here this evening, and this one promises to be a good one. 7-3 Iowa City West tie, 7-2 Linmar. In all honesty, Adam, I look down here, and I see a couple of glorified Division III college teams, talent-wise, that are taking the court. There is a lot of talent that's going to be playing at the collegiate level by the time they graduate in both these jerseys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even the guys, we're talking Indian Hills, guys going to Iowa, Western Michigan, even a lot that are actually going to go to the D3 level.
Yep.
That's fun, and this is a great ball game, and I think it's great, too. We got three great refs out there. They're going to be able to control this game and really call a great game.
Now all you hope is that it lives up to its billing, because this place is filling up in a hurry. If you're out and about driving around, maybe got a little bit of cabin fever with the weather getting cold, and you just want to see some fantastic high school basketball tonight, West High is the place to do it. We are literally in press row. They have got both sets of bleachers out in both balconies. We've got two radio stations, a television station, and four newspapers here. It is the place to be on a Friday night here on the west side of Iowa City. The Trojans are in their home whites. They don't have the green numerals. Instead, they have the green trim that outlines more white. If we were any farther away, I would say I would need my football binoculars. But we are here, and we're close. They've got the big Trojans down the jersey shorts. Linmar's in their traveling black uniforms with the white lettering and numerals and the red trim with the dual red stripes down the jersey tops and shorts. Both student bodies well represented here. Linmar has traveled. It's just a short 30-minute drive down Interstate 380, and West High's fans have come out in force as well in anticipation of, look, this could be a first-round state tournament matchup in a couple of months here, depending on the seedings, Adam. This has a state tournament feel to it tonight.
Absolutely. These are two, once again, we bring it up again, two great teams, very well coached. And even with the losses that are on there, these guys have gone out of state to go play great competition, some of the best competition in the Midwest for high school. So they're well coached, well experienced, going to add to the value of this game tonight.
Last of the starters being introduced, what we're going to do is get set for a break in the playing of our national anthem. Steve Bergman walks slowly out behind his team. Chris Robertson stands right in front of the bench. You've got two quality coaches as well as rosters here. We are going to take a 60-second timeout for the playing of our national anthem. When we come back, nothing left but to tip it off. West High and Linmar, you're listening to high school basketball on the North 107.5 and South 106.3 FM KGYM.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin and Stocker began when Willow was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter, Kate, has joined the family at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
In the books. Brent Babylon alongside former Hawkeye and Cyclone standout. How many players can say that?
Not many.
Adam Maluska throwing on the headsets with us here this evening. Zach Johnson, our man, back in the studios. And hopefully you, wherever you're at, strap yourselves in, because this one promises to be a good one. 7-3, Iowa City West. 7-2, Linmar. You can already hear both teams' student bodies getting after it. They stand right next to each other, and they are good-naturedly giving each other the what for right now. Everybody with some pregame handshakes. The ball about to be put in the air. It will be Lane for West High. He actually wins the tip. So West High will move from right to left on your radio dial. Parks outside the arc. He's got it. Probably about a foot outside it, right wing. McCaffrey at the top of the key. Comes off a Barnes screen. Lane beyond the arc now. They're going to lay off of him. A sagging man-to-man defense right now by Linmar. And they're really playing weak on the, or sagging on the weak side. Henderson to McCaffrey at the top of the key. Good patience right now by West High. Lots of ball reversal. McCaffrey at the top of the key. Henderson pops out about 22 feet. Looking down low, nothing doing. They're not really posting anybody up. Just lots of cutting, lots of movement away from the basketball, Adam.
Yeah, just a lot of patience right now.
Lane drives baseline, leans in, muscles up over Bohannon, and West High takes an early 2-0 lead.
Lane really just kind of used his body to get position and just kind of drive his man in underneath the hoop, and easy bucket for Lane.
Prinny posting up in the low blocks, working against Parks, goes baseline, kicks it out near corner, three on the way from Brandt, and Linmar answers immediately.
Well, we talked about the three-point shot before the game. First shot of the game, three-point, goes down. These guys are shooting at a very high rate. Iowa City West is going to have to really guard.
You got three guards slash players, period, for Linmar that are averaging 40% or better from beyond the arc. A steal here by Bohannon. He's going coast to coast. Nobody picks up the ball, and it's a 5-2 Linmar lead.
Yeah, Bohannon just strong to the basket. Two guys on him and went right up.
Barnes posting up in the low blocks, dishes off to Henderson, who misses a point-blank shot, and the ball picked up underneath by Bohannon. He'll beat a path up the near side. Henderson will pick him up off of a screen by Prinny. Down the right side of the lane, Brandt fades away, hits a contested hook shot over McCaffrey.
Brandt's a big body out there, strong and agile. He's already proven he can shoot outside, driving the lane. He's going to be a guy that they're going to have to pick up right away here.
At 6'4", he put that over the 6'7", 6'8", McCaffrey and did so in stride. 7-2, and West High going to be ultra patient here. Barnes at the top of the key. Lane with a long three. All net. Devontae Lane with all five of West High's early points at 7-5. Beyond the arc, left wing, Prinny. Picked up by, it was Parks. A long three off the heel of the iron by Prinny. It will bounce over the backboard. That will be a turnover. West High basketball.
These guys aren't afraid to shoot.
No.
That was a deep three coming off a little bit of a screen and a pick there. All these guys from Lindmar, every single one of them, they can shoot that three.
If you got the green light, you just need to be smart about it, right?
Yep.
Beyond the arc, pop. Parks pops out. Coming off of a Barnes screen, Parks dishes off. Far corner, McCaffrey, that was from beyond the arc. Give him a three.
Just a smooth shot. He's 6'7". He gets that ball up high. It's going to be hard to put a hand in his face.
8-7. West High back on top. Out in a tight man-to-man defense. Off a screen, they run Murphy through as a cutter. He'll kick it back out up top to Klosterman. In between the rings, Bohannon. Klosterman picked and rolled, but they lost him. Bohannon stops, 360 spin move in the paint. Kicks it back out up top to Brandt. Bounce pass deflected by Barnes. Out of bounds, saved, and going right to the glass. Brandt misses, but gets his own putback and two more points.
Once again, Brandt is just really being effective here. He's using his body, his strength. He missed the first shot, went up and got his own rebound, put it right back. Got to get a body on him early.
9-8. Lindmar with the lead. West High with the ball. Parks out at the top of the key. They're going to try and post him up here. Henderson to the free throw line, extended. Kicks it back out. McCaffrey from distance. This one goes begging off the right side. Pulled down by Murphy. Murphy. Quick outlet to Klosterman. Goes hard to the iron. And was he fouled or did he walk? They're going to say he was helped. And that's going to be a foul. Take your pick here. As he split a triple team, it's going to go against Devontae Lane. His first team foul, number one.
It's on the floor, not a bad foul. They're going to get the ball out of bounds here. So if you're City West, pretty much stop the easy drive to the basket.
Bohannon inbounds. Now they'll go to Prinny up the top of the key. Popping out in between the rings is Murphy. McCaffrey right on him. Brandt from about 23 feet out left wing, and he motions to the West High student section. He is feeling it.
You may want to call a timeout to get somebody to make a change on that. He is he's not afraid to shoot right now, and he's on fire.
He has 10 of Lindmar's 12 points as they're up by 4 now, 12-8. Lane into the paint, pump fake, leans in, good look, gets the friendly roll. Lane counters. And they're back to within 2 at 12-10. 3:34 left to go first quarter. Lindmar with the ball, moving from left to right. Man-to-man defense by West High. Pump fake. Murphy steps back. 18-footer left baseline, no good. Lane skies to pull it down. Quick cross-court pass to Henderson. Goes all the way in. He's fouled. Well, it's either Murphy or Prinny rotating over. It's going to go against Murphy. He caught him with the body on the way up, and that's going to be a shooting foul.
You know, just looking down on the defensive end, that was Alex Henderson. He's doing a good job right now early on Jordan Bohannon. He's almost doing a face guard. So he's working hard on defense, and that was a great drive to the basket there to go get one.
Henderson hasn't shot many, but he's perfect on the season from the line. He is now 5-for-5 after he drains his first. As Brandt looks like he needs a little bit of a breather, he's carrying around a little bit of a boiler as Henderson misses his second. That's his first miss of the season, and the score remains 12-11. Bohannon working against Henderson. 360 spin move, but Henderson cuts off the baseline and gets a round of applause for his defense. Checking into the ballgame is Reese Phillips, and we've got a whistle out beyond the arc. It's going to go against Parks. That's his first team foul, number two, and Steve Bergman wants to sub. Nate Disterhoff will sub in. Patrick McCaffrey will take a seat on the West High bench.
Patrick did a great job. I mean, as a freshman coming in, starting a big game,
yeah.
Really played within himself, hit a couple nice shots there.
Watching a proud Papa who's sitting alongside assistant coach Kirk Spira up in the stands. They're playing defense right now. Oh, they switch, and Lee Prinny wide open. Two men went to the same ball handler, and Prinny was wide open for an easy three.
That's a deadly dose there. You've got Bohannon and Prinny kind of playing a two-man game, and they kind of went with Bohannon and left Prinny wide open for a three.
15-11, Lions back up by four with 2:38 left to go first quarter. Parks pops out top of the key. Now Henderson says, give it to me. Comes off a Park screen. Henderson down the middle of the paint, double clutches. He kind of hesitated. If he went strong, I think he would have made that.
The lane opened up for him, and he just, like you said, hesitated and just didn't get that shot off clean.
Boy, he is flush red right now. He is really working hard at the defensive end as driving in and throwing up a prayer. Bohannon off the mark. Quick outlet. Barnes to Lane, shields off the defense with his body and lays it up and in.
Big strong move to the basket again. Iowa City West, if they attack that basket, it's a way for them to get back in this ballgame.
A rare transition basket for West High here in the early going as they're within two at 15-13. Lane goes for a steal against Phillips, misses, buys the pump fake, and that's a foul. That's going to be Devontae's second, and Phillips is heading to the line for a pair. And immediately Dallas Majors is off the bench as Lane is going to have to come out. This is a huge blow for West High.
Yeah, that's huge. Two early fouls like that. He's been a big factor here on both ends of the floor. He's going to have to get a breather here and hopefully get him back in the second quarter.
Phillips is an 86% free throw shooter. As Majors checks in, Lane will take a seat. And now a substitution. Tyler Vovis will check in for Riley Murphy for Linmar. 15-13 our score. Phillips bounces the ball. Releases. In and out after making his first. So the score remains 15-13. Henderson across half court. It's a two-point game with a 1:49 left to go first quarter. Disterhoff to Henderson, who has really spent a lot of energy defensively here in the early going. Majors, free throw line extended right wing. Disterhoff, a little bit of a three-man weave as Parks, their center, with the ball. Hands it off the Majors, trying to size up Bohannon. It's a baseline cutting. Disterhoff, who lays it up and in.
Kind of lulled him to sleep a little bit there, doing that three-man weave and a nice little cut on the baseline. And once again, another shot right in the basket, keeping the ball in the paint.
That's great movement without the ball by Disterhoff. It's actually 16-15. They hadn't put that second free throw up as Henderson skies to pull down a miss by Prinny. The outlet to Parks. Bullet pass to Majors. Who touched it last? It was deflected, but I think it did go off Majors, and that's going to be Linmar basketball.
It was right there. Put a little zip on that ball, and I think it just kind of slipped out of his hands.
A minute six left to go first quarter. It hasn't been slow, but it hasn't been frenetic. It has been even-keeled here in the early going. And both teams hitting offensively, with Linmar leading 16-15 and possession. Bohannon pops out near the timeline. Is going to launch from about 30 feet out. No good. Parks had it and then lost it. Vovis kicks it out to Prinny, who drains from distance.
You just got to be on these guys at all times. Those long rebounds and getting it right back out to Prinny. These guys can shoot the ball, and it doesn't matter. Just like Jordan pulling up from about 30 feet, they got the green light.
19-15 with 27 seconds left to go first quarter. It looks like West will work for the final shot. Parks beyond the arc, right wing, 20 seconds and counting. They're going to dribble him out in between the rings. They're going to let their big man just kind of hang on to it right now. With 12 seconds, you figure they got to start getting their offense moving. Henderson, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. He's picked up his dribble. Majors at the free throw line, hands it off to Henderson, drives hard to the iron, rejected. Bohannon, a three-quarters court shot, almost made it. And the first 8 minutes of this ball game are now in the books. Linmar, 19. Iowa City West High, 15. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Back with quarter number two, you're listening to high school basketball on the North Gym and the South Gym, KGYM.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
West High School Gymnasium, Brett Balbinot, Adam Haluska, Lidmar 19, West High 15. Lions with the lead and the ball. We have a foul. And this one is going against Dallas Majors, his first. They're starting to mount up, though, for West High. That's team foul number four.
Not a team you want to put at the free throw
no.
line.
Brandt is back in the game for Lidmar. Bohannon about 25 feet out. He's going to launch and drains it. He has no range.
He's got a little bit of a kind of a hesitation there and a little shot fake. They're biting on it. You got to respect his drive, and he's wide open for three.
22-15. McCaffrey back in the ball game. That would be Patrick for West High. No Connor McCaffrey tonight for the Trojans. He is out with a mild concussion as Devontae Lane stops and pops. Free throw line extended and drains the 15-footer. And did the Trojans need that? West needs to ratchet up their defense here. Adam, you can't trade baskets with them right now if you want to get back into it.
It's tough to trade baskets when guys are hitting threes.
Oh,
just
my
like this.
Goodness! Heat check! Jordan Bohannon from 24 feet out, right wing.
You know, Alex Henderson's not in the game right now, and he's going to check right
yep.
in. He did a great job in the first quarter, really just face guarding. And, you know, they've gone away from that, and he's gotten two quick threes to start the second quarter.
25-17. Disterhoff, have they switched to a 2-3 zone here, it looks like?
They're going 2-3. Iowa City West really isn't attacking it just yet.
Disterhoff from distance, left wing, no good. Skying is Parks, and he taps it in. His first points of the evening.
Yeah, that was the first time they've really sagged in that 2-3. Probably to change things up a little bit just to start the quarter.
Driving in, left wing, Bohannon can score in multiple ways as he scores off the drive here, and it's 27-19 Lions. Lane with two fouls has to be careful. He's taking it right at Bovis, and Bovis with a hand check. That'll be a foul. Majors out, Henderson in. I think Steve Bergman realizing I have to have my point guard on the floor right now.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Bohannon, is just, he's rattled off 8 straight points here. You got to put somebody on him to contain him and get him to just face guard and make it hard on him on the offensive end.
8-point deficit for West High. They have the ball moving right to left. McCaffrey with a bullet pass on the baseline to Henderson, knocked out of bounds by Vovis. Quick hands by Vovis. Again, Lidmar not terribly deep, about an 8-player rotation. West down 2 players and McCaffrey and Lohaus, so their bench is considerably thin.
And with the height advantage, I thought maybe Iowa City West would go in a little bit more, but they're kind of staying outside.
Yep.
A lot of cutting action, 3-man weave.
And we have an offensive foul against Alex Henderson. They're going to say pushing off, and that'll be his first, but team foul number 5, Adam. With 6:01 left to go in the first half, West has got to be careful here.
Yeah, and we said it before, it goes back to shooting. When you get these guys on the free throw line and they don't miss shots, those are just gimmies for Lidmar once they get to the bonus.
And if you're Lidmar, you got to be figuring attack, right? Getting to the bonus as quick as possible.
Attack with the way they're shooting the three right now.
Bohannon with a step back three over Henderson from about 24 feet out. Off the mark, Lane with the rebound. He wants to run. Blows by Brandt. Tries a bullet pass into the paint. It's deflected but kicks out to Parks. Wally stops at the free throw line. Patrick McCaffrey crosses over. Off of Parks' screen. 360 spin move and hits the 7-footer.
That's a nice little move right there. He's coming in on the right-hand side. Goes ahead and makes a nice 360 pivot up for a shot. Big bucket right there.
Dad just remains stone-faced on the other side of the gym right now. He's watching like a coach right now. 27-21, lead is 6. Brandt backs down Lane. Offensive foul. They're going to call a charge. Lane held his ground, and Brandt just ran him over.
That's tough. Brandt made a nice move there. He was backing him down and just a little bit too much force there, but he converted on the basket. They waved it off, but he's using that strength. He went all the way from the three-point line all the way down inside the paint. That's strength right there, and he's excited. He's ready to play.
Prinny will catch a breather as Klosterman checks back in for Lidmar. McCaffrey will inbound, and just a little bit of head games by Murphy. Came up right behind Henderson, and he heard the footsteps. He went and got that basketball. 27-21, Lidmar with the lead. West High with the ball. Barnes almost stripped by Brand. It's loose from his knees. Now they've got a man open. Far wing. McCaffrey drives in. He's stripped. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. I thought they might have called a travel. The foul will be called against Reese Phillips. His first team foul, number four. Oh, they're going to call that a shooting foul.
That's tough. It was on the ground. Patrick made a move to the basket and kind of lost control like you thought and picked it back up. He did get slapped, but, yeah, they're going to call that a two-shot foul.
Patrick McCaffrey, a 70% free throw shooter, drains his first. One more coming. This to pull back to within 4 points. The freshman releases. Can't find the range. Brant with a strong one-handed rebound. The score remains 27-22. Lindmar with the lead and the ball moving left to right. West High back in a man-to-man defense. Bounce pass in between the rings. Murphy being dogged by McCaffrey. Murphy stutter steps, picks up his dribble. Finds Klosterman in the low blocks. Leans in over Parks. Misses. Follows his own shot and gets the tip in.
Really nice move by Klosterman. It just all in one motion, kind of went back up and got his rebound and put it right back in.
29-22, lead now back up to 7 for the Lions. Trojans taking some time here, being patient with 4:15 left to go first half. McCaffrey top of the key, Klosterman, now Barnes pops out up top. West really isn't posting anybody up. It's just a lot of continual motion and cutting.
Yeah, we said that before. They came out, you know, Lindmar in the 2-3 earlier. They kind of stood on the perimeter. Now man-to-man again. Nobody's really posting up at all. A lot of cutters, baseline cutters, three-man weave up top.
And Barnes will launch from distance over Brant and hits. And now all 5 West High starters are in the books, and that cuts the lead to 4, 29-25. Bohannon dishes off in between the rings to Klosterman. They run Murphy through as a cutter off a great high post screen, and he lays it in with a left hand.
You know, you can really tell offensively, Lindmar's got a flow to him. Now, Iowa City West has got some guys who are a little depleted, but Lindmar really good at cutting, finding the open guy. You can tell their offense is really clicking tonight.
They really are setting West High up away from the basketball. Fun to watch. 31-25. Parks was his foot on the line. They're going to give him a 3. The West High center pops out from the near corner and drains a tray, and it's 31-28. Bohannon stutter steps, drives in against Henderson, and Henderson caught him on the forearm.
Henderson's working hard on defense,
really,
but I'm telling you, it's hard to stay in front of a guy that can handle the ball that well. You know, Jordan's just really making it difficult.
Well, and now both of West High's starting guards are in mild foul trouble with 2 apiece. Phillips will take a seat on the bench as checking back in will be Prunty for Lindmar. Bohannon inbounds on the baseline with 3:05 left to go, and McCaffrey picks up a quick hand check. That will be a foul.
And that's going to set him into the bonus.
Yep.
And that's a tough foul. It's just an entry pass from the sideline. I think Patrick just stuck his hand out there. Just a little bit of arm that he caught. They called the foul, and now we got Lindmar going to the line.
Riley Murphy, an excellent free throw shooter at 86%. He hits his first.
Do these guys even have to practice free throws at the end of practice when everybody's 70, 80%, Jordan's at 90?
If you're Coach Robertson, you make them shoot at the end of practice, right? When they're tired. Simulate the game on the line as Murphy drains them both. 33-28, 4 points for Murphy now. 3 minutes exactly left to go in the ball game. Pardon me, in the first half. Barnes playing catch with Lane. Now Henderson in between the rings.
Lindmar's going back to a 2-3.
Yep. They're bringing the middle of it. In this case, Klosterman kind of up to kind of gum up the high post. Lane from beyond the arc. Tapping and coming in. Crashing the boards. McCaffrey in midair. Right over the front of the iron.
It's a good half for Patrick right now. He's got 8 points and he's really contributed. Especially coming up big with some guys out.
33-30. West has pulled back to within a tray. Lindmar not showing any signs of panicking. Brand at the top of the key. Hands it off to Prinny. Stops at the free throw line. Lane strips him. Loose ball. Bodies flying everywhere. Oh! Lane has just picked up his 3rd foul. And Steve Bergman is livid.
I think that's a tough call. That's a 50-50 ball guys are going after. You got 2 Iowa City West guys diving on the floor.
I got to agree with you. And this is as good an officiating crew as we're going to see, but on a 50-50 ball like that, and Steve Bergman is giving Andy Milton an earful right now as Lane is going to have to sit with 3 fouls.
Tough one.
Pretty at the line, drains his first free throw.
That's when you hate to see a kid. You know, both teams battling, like we said, 50-50 ball going after it. Not a ton of contact there, and I guess it was enough to warrant a foul there to go to the line.
Prinny hits one of two. Normally hits more than that as a 78% free throw shooter. The lead now 4-34-30 with 2:03 left to go first half. West High with the ball, again moving right to left. McCaffrey beyond the arc left wing. Henderson top of the key, Bohannon a hand right in his face. McCaffrey left wing. Lindmar still in this 2-3 zone. They flash McCaffrey high blocks, kicks it right back out. Barnes from distance, barely catches iron. Long shot, long rebound. Barnes kicks it right back out to Henderson. Henderson at the top of the key. West High's perimeter passing just a little sluggish right now. McCaffrey from way downtown, off the mark. Parks, guys, can't get the tip in. The loose ball kicks out to Bohannon. It's 3-on-1. Henderson tips it. McCaffrey hustling back and gets it to Henderson. And now West High with numbers the other way. Dister hopped hard to the lane. Misses. Parks with the tip in.
Just hustle plays. Full court, getting down, getting the offensive rebound. 32-34 right now. Lindmar with the lead. Iowa City West is starting to put a little pressure on him right now.
As overplaying on the wing, Barnes with the steal from Klosterman, coast to coast, and we're tied. And all of a sudden, the roof about to come off this place.
That defense is from Iowa City West. They're picking them up a little bit further out, not letting them run. Hands in the passing lane. It's led to two turnovers in a row.
Under a minute left to go first half now. In between the rings, Prunty finds Murphy. McCaffrey on him. Brandt off a high post screen. Goes down the lane. A hard foul by Disterhoff. Are they calling it intentional? They are. An intentional foul on Disterhoff.
Once again, kind of coming across the body. It looks a little worse than maybe what it was. But, you know, Brandt's a big guy. If you're going to foul him and not let him get the basket,
you got to get come your down money's worth, right?
You got to get your money's worth.
So two shots and the ball. And Steve Bergman is just, he's beside himself.
And once again, Brandt had a step on him, had a little bit of a head start, and, you know, trying to catch up to the play and come down on the basketball. Just kind of came across body, and it maybe looked a little worse once again than what it really was.
Brandt hits the heel of the iron. It bounces straight up and then falls through the cylinder. He is having himself some kind of first half. Brandt, just a 63% free throw shooter, but he's got them both here.
He's came up big tonight. You know, Brandt's averaging right around 8 points. He's got 12 right now.
That's gravy, baby. Everything else is gravy tonight.
And he's doing it from all over. Free throw line, 3-point, drives to the basket. He's been all over the place.
36-34. And possession for Lindmar as they will inbound on the baseline. The inbounds comes to Klosterman. Back out in between the rings, they get it to Bohannon with 34 seconds left. He comes off a screen. This is off down low to Brandt. Muscles up. Give him two more.
Just another tough basket. He's coming in the lane, getting some contact, going up and making a finesse shot.
38-34. We'll see if West holds for the final shot of the half with 18 seconds left to go. Parks. They have had to go to the bench here with Izana Otto-Fullard checking into the ball game. 7 seconds. Six. Parks back to Fullard. Somebody's got to kick the shot. Disterhoff for three. Nails it at the buzzer. What a first half. And it will be a 1-point Lindmar lead as both teams head to their respective locker rooms.
I don't think we expected anything less. It's a 1-point game back and forth. A lot of 3-point baskets being made. Two teams just battling tonight. It's a fun game.
Lindmar 38, West High 37. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Back with your halftime stats and analysis. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on the North Gym, 107.5, and South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Konecktau, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the male manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties, it's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you if for any reason you are not happy with it. And that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
Hi, Gymnasium. Brett Balbinot alongside the social media anonymous, Adam Hlaska. Well, we have got a ball game, and the first half has lived up to expectations. 7-2 Linmar, 7-3 Iowa City West High. The visiting Lions leading the host Trojans 38-37. Before we get to individual stats here, Adam, your take on it, because we talked to Steve Bergman. He wanted a slower-paced ball game. He wanted to pound it inside, especially in the absence of starting point guard Connor McCaffrey and power forward Tanner Lohouse. And yet, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers by West High. That would be the norm for Linmar, but not for West High. Does either team really have a significant advantage in the locker room right now?
You know, I think it's a 50-50 game at this point. And, you know, to slow it down, I think they've shown moments where they're trying to run a little bit more offense, but nobody is really posting up. That three-point ball is going down, and you got everybody shooting it. It seems all five guys from City West have really contributed to the game. They're hitting outside shots, and maybe it's a little bit more of Linmar kind of giving them a little bit more space out there. They're comfortable out on the perimeter. But once again, on the other end, Linmar has shown what they can do by handling the ball, cutting, playing off each other. They're hitting shots inside and out. A one-point game at this point, I think this is what we expected.
Taking a look at the individual statistics here, all five starters for both teams have accounted for the bulk of the offense. Leading all players, Devontae Lane for West High. He had himself a 9-point first quarter, but picked up his third foul in the second quarter and has had the sixth. He has 11 points. 8 points for Patrick McCaffrey, including an early three. 7 points for center Wally Parks on a couple of garbage hoops, crashing the glass and getting putbacks. Nathan Barnes with 5, including 1 from distance, and 1 point, 1 of 2 from the line, for point guard Alex Henderson. Nate Disterhoff off the bench has provided some good defense despite being called for the intentional foul. He has 5 points, including a three-pointer right before the buzzer to end the half. On the flip side, almost a carbon copy for Linmar. 10 points for Jordan Bohannon. We've talked about Bohannon. He is headed to Iowa. He is averaging 21.7 points per game, so almost on his average. 14 points for Jordan Brandt. Here has been the surprise tonight for Linmar, folks. Brandt comes into this one averaging 8.5 points and 5.5 boards per contest. He is already 6 points over his average at the half. 14 points, including a couple of threes, a couple of drives, and a couple of free throws. 7 points for Jared Pruning. 2 points for starting center Ben Klosterman. 4 points for Riley Murphy, and then 1 for 2 from the line for reserve guard Riley Phillips for 1 point. What do you have for board work for both teams?
Not completely accurate.
That's okay. No, we're ballparking it.
No, it's just looking at the boards right now. We've got about I've got 11 for Iowa City West. We've got 8 for the Lions. And, you know, to be honest, there's not a lot of missed shots out there.
No.
They're knocking down shots. Half of those seem to be offensive rebounds. When you look at turnovers, once again, we talked about it earlier, these teams do not turn the ball over. I got it at 3-3 right now. So, all around, when you look at boards, you look at turnovers, it's an even ball game, and that's what the scoreboard shows.
Well, we talked about it. Both clubs came in valuing the basketball. Single digits for four quarters and turnovers. West High up 9.5 per game. Linmar at an incredibly impressive 7.7, and they're both on pace or a little under it right now. It just makes for more points on the board when you don't turn the ball over.
Yeah, and these guys are playing up and down, and they're all over the place. And, you know, you think about it, two teams that, once again, I say it again, they're well coached. They take care of the basketball. They run the offense. There's not bad shots being put up there. There's been some deep threes, but, you know, as we know, these guys can all make those deep threes, so that's why they're taking them. You know, expect an exciting second half. And, you know, as far as adjustments go, they're going to have to take care of Brand. He's had a big first half. And
so, you know, how do you do that? If you're Steve Bergman, what are you drawing up right now to try and keep him in check?
I think it's a tough one because if you're Bergman and you're in the locker room, you got to put a lot of pressure on Prinny and you got to look at Jordan. There's a lot of face guard going on right now. So what that means is they're not helping off. So anytime you got a guy like Brant from Linmar that's able to drive, there's no help. And he's a strong physical guard slash power forward. He's getting to the rim. They may have to just kind of play off of Brant a little bit, keep him in front.
On the flip side, if you're Chris Robertson, whether it's Bohannon or Prunty, depending on who Devontae Lane takes, he's got 3 fouls. You take it at him, don't you?
You obviously do. He's one of the focal points, and you got to, every time, whoever he's guarding, you got to make sure that you're going towards the basket or making it difficult for him to stay in front.
38-37. Linmar with a 1-point lead. This game has so many implications, especially for postseason seeding. It very well could come down to, especially for West High, if they lose tonight, they may be playing in that first game. They may not get that first round bye. We will wait and see. Linmar, though, right now, still 16 minutes away. Same for West from a big victory. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. Back with more of your halftime stats and analysis. You're listening to High School Hoops on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats. Stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons. Off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertin and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertin and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
High School Gymnasium, they have actually stopped the halftime clock for the performance of the West High dance team. So at this point, I don't see either team in their respective tunnel or out of their locker room. So looks like they're going to get a little extra breather and probably a little bit more time with the coach. And just as I say that, here comes West High now. There's 3:26 showing on the halftime clock with Linmar leading West High 38-37. Brent Balbinon alongside Adam Haluska. Tempo, I would have figured, probably would have favored Linmar, but West has shown that they can run tonight, even with two of their starters out. For those that may be tuning in late, Connor McCaffrey, the starting point guard for West High, not playing this evening. He suffered a mild concussion late in Tuesday night's loss at Dubuque Wallert, so he is not cleared to suit up tonight. And then, of course, Tanner Lohaus with that dislocated ankle long before the Christmas break. So West High is down two of their starters. Linmar, though, hasn't been able to pull away. They were up by as many as seven. But West, look, what's the one thing that Coach Bergman has always hung his hat on here, Adam? Defense. Yep. You don't play defense, you don't see the court. And to a large degree, that's how West High got back in this ballgame. If you're West, you've got to be careful, though. You've got one player, Devontae Lane, with three fouls. You've got your starting point guard, Alex Henderson, with a couple. You cannot make silly fouls.
Yeah, you can't have those fouls that are 30, 40 feet away from the basket. And you know, for the most part, they're not. But when Iowa City West really made their run, you're right, it started with defense. They were getting up and pressuring Linmar as they crossed half court, getting hands in the passing lanes. And, you know, it was two or three steals right there. And that was part of the turnover there. And they were basically getting the layups or fouls on the other end. And that really got them back into the game. And it took the pressure off of them on the offensive end. They were getting those easy buckets towards the basket. And I think that's what they're going to try to look for in the second half.
On the flip side, Linmar has worked incredibly well without the basketball, setting up screens, great backdoor cuts. It's not just the Prinny and Bohannon show, although Bohannon has had a heat check on a couple of occasions tonight, as far out as probably 27, 28 feet. But if you are Linmar, everybody's gotten into the act here this evening. All five starters have scored, and you're looking at a fair amount of balance, 10, 7, 14, 4, and then Klosterman with two. Do you need to really change anything, or do you just keep going with what's worked for you?
I think you got to go with just what's worked and stay comfortable. These guys, especially when you got good guards at the helm, they never get too rattled. You never once saw them out there, even when West kind of made a run. They slowed it back down, ran their offense. They get good baskets. You got to stick to what worked in the first half, and I don't think we'll see many changes from Linmar.
Look, both these teams come in, West High averaging 65 points per ballgame, Linmar 69 points per ballgame. Look, the salsa definitely hasn't been mild, but it hasn't been spicy. It's probably medium right now, but as I look up here, if the second half holds to form like the first, the winner's going to walk out of here with over 70 points tonight. Nope. Did you expect that? Would you have expected that?
Well, once again, we talked earlier. We thought it might be a little slower. And, you know, in the beginning it felt like that when Iowa City West was running, a little bit of motion, three-man weave, really taking their time. But, you know, Linmar can score baskets quick, and Iowa City West was able to come back and get some baskets in transition. So that got the pace going a little bit more. So we'll see in this second half if Iowa City West tries to get that ball inside like they talked about early. They've yet to really post anybody up.
On the flip side defensively, Steve Bergman said we want to pick the ball up just across half court. When West did that, I believe they got three straight steals and baskets in transition. When they haven't, Bohannon has torched them, whether himself or getting the offense into rhythm and getting started. If you're West, do you have to come out and extend your defense, at least your perimeter defense, a little bit more?
I think you do, but you got to be cognizant. There's some foul trouble brewing on Iowa City West. You know, you got to be careful not to pick up anything silly. You want to be aggressive. But that's really what got them in trouble early. A couple guys, key guys, got in foul trouble and had to sit. That kind of changed the structure of the game there early on.
Nobody for Linmar in remote foul trouble. Nobody with more than one foul. As we mentioned, for West, Devontae Lane has three. Alex Henderson has two. There's your starting backcourt. But right now, the last 2 seconds of halftime, ticking off the clock. Buzzer sounds, and we are getting set for the third quarter of play. Well, it looks like it'll be the same five that began the game for the Lions. Bohannon, Prinny, Murphy, Brandt, and Klosterman. And for West, same thing. Henderson, Lane, McCaffrey, Barnes, and Parks. Cue up the dropkick. Murphy's leading us into the second half here. West High will have the ball. They will move from left to right. Lane Bounce pass to Barnes, who takes one step outside the arc. Brandt lays off of him. Lane off a vicious Barnes screen. Lane stops and pops from 15, no good. Parks skies to pull it down. He is undercut, and Klosterman will pick up the foul.
That's an athletic rebound. Yep. You know, Parks went up and one-handed came down with it. Kind of was undercut, but still able to land on his feet.
Well, Parks was getting some sniffs from some lower-level D1 schools at the end of his junior year, but as we mentioned, he will be going to Indian Hills Community College with the hopes of garnering the attention of some other schools, some larger schools, after that first year. As shot in and out, no good. Rebound underneath by Murphy. And here come the Lions. Looking a little bit more deliberate here to start the second half. Brandt pops out in between the circles. They post Klosterman up. Brandt, or pardon me, Barnes fronting him. The ball is being knocked out of bounds, and McCaffrey throws it off of his back. Heads up play by the freshman, West High Basketball.
Once again, just getting a hand on the ball. Iowa City West was able to deflect it. Patrick made a nice move to just throw the ball off of a Linmar player there, and Iowa City West has got the ball.
Lane hands it off to Henderson. They'll go to Parks. They are really running Wally out beyond the arc a lot tonight. Lane off a Henderson screen in the high blocks. Hands back off to Parks. Henderson popping out, 1 foot inside the arc. McCaffrey stops and pops. Shot was partially blocked. Down into the hands of Bohannon. He wants to run. Beating a path up the far side. Finds Prinny. Thought about pulling the trigger. Instead, they'll run some offense. Murphy back to Bohannon, who will back it out near half court. Klosterman sets the screen. Bohannon from about 26 feet out. Longboard kicks out to Murphy. Prinny from distance. Goes begging off the right side, and McCaffrey skies to pull it down. Henderson up the near side. Parks pops out in the near corner. Klosterman will lay off of him. Wally's going to take him into the paint. Stops, elevates, misses everything on the five-footer, and we have a whistle down low. And charge this one to... It's going to go against Barnes. That'll be his first. Score remains 38-37. Neither team has scored here to start the second half. Long three, near wing. Change that as Jared Prinny just drains a long one from distance. He's now got 10 on the night.
He's got a great stroke, and you can tell he's got a good feel of the game, but that shot is effortless. And the further back he goes, it doesn't get hard. So he's feeling it tonight. Look for more threes coming from Linmar to extend this lead.
Lane to McCaffrey out up top. A little bit of a low trajectory on a three. It's off the mark. Brandt cleans up. Nobody picks up the ball. He's well across half court. Finds Bohannon. Nobody picks him up. He's going to go all the way in. Try to reverse layup. No good. Henderson with the rebound. Across half court. Finds Barnes. Nobody picks up the ball. He scoops around Bohannon. Count it and one coming.
Boy, what a nice move. And you can tell if Iowa City West gets that rebound or a steal and they can get into transition before Linmar really gets back and set, that's been their best offense tonight.
Bohannon's first, team foul number two. Barnes at the line. He is just a 50% free throw shooter. It's up. He hits here. 41-40. Trojans back to within a point. Bohannon will walk it across half court. Off a Klosterman screen, kicks it into a second gear. Lane ties him up. Is it going to be a jump ball? That was very gutsy by Devontae Lane.
Especially when you got three fouls.
Yep.
He put the ball kind of in front, and Lane went to go grab it. So, yeah, that's one of those where if you're Bergman on the side, you're praying that that call did not go against you.
Arrow points to Linmar. The inbounds, they hand it right back to Bohannon. Step back three. Got it.
It's a tough shot. He gave a little hesitation there. Almost a little step back with his left hand. You really can't do anything to guard that if you're Iowa City West.
Lane dribbles to the free throw line, finds a trailing McCaffrey. Henderson now in between the rings with Linmar leading West High 44-40. Henderson, 360 move into the paint, is stripped. Here comes Bohannon with a three-on-one on the ball centered. He's going to take it all the way in and lays it off the square for two.
He gets his basket so quick, and you know, no one really came out to really stop him, and he took it all the way to the basket.
46-40. Lions back up by half a dozen. Trojans moving left to right here to start the second half. Parks at the top of the key. Lane beyond the arc. Off a Barnes screen. They don't switch, but he doesn't attack. Henderson Back to Barnes. They post Parks up. Reverse layup. Took Brandt baseline. Got him cross-footed and lays it in.
See, I think you got to post him up and get him inside.
Agreed.
He's got the height and the speed to kind of go around Brandt there. At least give him a shot to get the ball in the post.
Now they are putting Parks on Prinny. Coming out and guarding a guard as Klosterman puts up a three. Airmail. McCaffrey to Lane. Up the near side. Henderson hits a trailing Parks. Cuts through a double team and lays it up and in. What a quick move.
He's quick off his feet. He's agile when he gets to the basket. Get the ball in his hands.
46-44. Lead is trimmed to two. We have a whistle away from the ball, and I think it's going to be on Brandt. Check it. It's going to be Klosterman. That'll be his second. Team foul number three. And West can tie up this trip down the court or take the lead with a three. Trailing Lindmar 46-44. Just under 4 minutes left to go third quarter. This game absolutely crucial for both teams, maybe a little bit more so for West. If they drop the four losses, as Barnes down low, got the seal, lays it up and in. There was no help side defense for Brandt. He was looking around saying, where was the weak side? Bohannon spins, takes Henderson baseline, and throws it away. Lane behind the back around Brandt. It's three on three. Lane splits a double team, and he's fouled on the way to the iron.
There again, steals, defense kind of leads to that offense on the transition end, either getting a foul or going to the basket. Really how they're getting back into this game again.
That'll be Klosterman, and that is his third. And immediately, Coach Chris Robertson is going to his bench. Phillips will check in at the next buzzer. Devontae Lane at the free throw line. He is a 92% free throw shooter. His first is on the way. In and out. Phillips in, Klosterman out. Lane will get another. Getting the Lane personnel set. Lane spins the ball in his hand, releases. Missed them both. Parks had the board, lost it. Out of bounds off of West High.
92%, you got to make at least one or two there.
You would think he would. 46-46. Knotted up here at West High with 3:15 left to go third quarter. Bohannon crosses over, launches from 25 feet out, no good. Brandt cleans up down low. Dribbles into the corner but picks up his dribble. And Disterhoff fronts the post, comes away with a deflection and the steal. Up the court, Parks jams it home! The roof about to come off the gym. West High with their first lead of the ball game. Murphy, top of the key, picks up his dribble. Hands it off to Phillips. Brandt in between the rings. Comes off a screen. Hill spot up for three. No good. Barnes skies to pull down a two-handed rebound. Lane across top court, keeping his dribble. It's a backdoor cutting. Parks, reverse layup is up and good.
If you're Lindmar, you may want to call a timeout right now, and it looks like he is.
Yep. Coach Robertson, one cool customer, wants a timeout. My goodness. West High leading by four, 50-46. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 2:20 left to go in the third quarter. You're listening to High School Hoops on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back, buzzer sounds at West High School. Brett Balbinot, Adam Haluska, 2:20 left to go third quarter. West High with their first lead of the ballgame off a reverse layup by Wally Parks. He has added another. And West High leading Lindmar 50-46. Lions will inbound the ball, moving from right to left. Prinny beyond the arc, far corner, stutter steps, and Disterhoff picks up a foul.
Got to give a little bit of props to Wally Parks there. We were talking at the timeout. He's really been a difference maker to get this ball back in Iowa City West Court. He had a great dunk, a couple reverse layups. He's playing at a really high level right now, and they need that for them to sustain this energy and try to pull out a win tonight.
Murphy takes the inbounds. He'll take Disterhoff hard to the iron. Disterhoff has just picked up his third. And already with a short bench, Steve Bergman has got to decide what he wants to do with his reserve forward now with three fouls. Murphy to the line to shoot a pair. He's got 4 points. The lefty releases, give him five. Ryan Murphy, again an 86% free throw shooter. This to cut the deficit to two. Spins the ball in his hand, releases, it's pure. Man, this kid has got a sweet stroke. And he kind of is an almost an anonymous voice in the chorus with Bohannon and Prinny and Brandt. 50-48, Trojans with the lead in the ball. Parks posts up down low, elevates, misses, gets his own rebound and puts it back in. My goodness!
I think
10
saying,
points in the third quarter.
I think they're saying get it to Wally every yep. time we get down, or at least let him get a ball and have him touch it. And that's what they did. First possession down, get it into his hands and let him make a play.
Brandt driving in against Lane with three fouls. Brandt with an offensive foul. That's his second. And Brandt has really been taken out of his rhythm after scoring 14 points in the first half. Still looking for his first basket here in the second. And he is hot. He's asking the official what he did. A change in call not forthcoming here. 52-48, Westheim with the lead in the ball. A little bit of a three-man weave out in between the circles. Parks crosses over, crosses Brandt over, misses the layup. The rebound by Prinny, and they've got a three-on-one. Prinny into the paint. Dishes back to Bohannon, they gave it up. Boy, I thought they'd be moving toward the basket there. Bohannon will take Lane all the way in, and with three fouls, Lane has to be careful. Bohannon with a basket.
Well, credit Bohannon for being cognizant to know yep. to go after Lane.
Lane driving the other way. We've got a foul. I think this is going to be Phillips, number five. It is his second. Team foul number six. They're mounting up here in the second half now. One away from the bonus, Adam. Lane at the line for two.
And if you're West with that about a minute left, you got to continue to go after that basket, whether you're Parks or Lane. Keep attacking that basket and try to get those easy buckets.
Lane, a 92% free throw shooter, drains his first. It's 53-50, trying to make it a four-point lead here. Bounces the ball a couple of times, spins it in his hand. He's going to bounce it one more time and then releases. In and out. Parks with the board, rejected. Picked up by Bohannon. Lead remains three for the Trojans. 53-50, under a minute now left to go third quarter. Bohannon into the paint, all the way to the iron. Dishes off down low to Brandt. Too hard up the square. Lane rips it down with one hand, and Brandt just fouled him. Whoa, and Brandt and Lane getting a little chippy here. Brandt's got to be careful. And now Lane and Bohannon are having words with each other. And the officials are going to get this one taken care of. Brandt will be called for the foul. That's his third. That puts him in the bonus, Adam. 17 foul.
And it looks like they are. They're taking care of yep. some things here. They're going to talk and get this worked out. But, foul on the floor. One trying to help each other out, help each other off the floor. Nobody want help. They're going to get this thing under control. And now Lane's going to go to the free throw line to try to put two on the board.
Yeah, you don't want to see a game with this many athletes. And right now, still anybody's contest marred by something like that. By the officials.
Yeah, and it's two really good teams, and they're playing well tonight. They're battling for the balls, the loose balls, every rebound. So I think they're cooling down now, and it's probably good that they're going to the line to shoot some free throws.
Lane, a 92% free throw shooter, drains the front end of a 1-1. He'll get another. He has struggled this evening. He's only 2 for 5. That makes it a 4-point lead. He has one more coming. Again, that routine with an extra dribble before he releases, and he got them both. McCaffrey will check in for Lane. with 43 and a half seconds left to go here, third quarter. West High with their largest lead of the game at 55-50.
Probably a good idea to get Lane out of the game here with a minute left. You don't want to see him have to pick up a fourth foul, especially with about 30 seconds to go here.
This is, in effect, a media timeout coming up.
Yeah.
55-50. Beyond the arc, near side, Murphy crosses over, hands it off. Pretty from way downtown. He's got it. Just his second basket of the quarter, but it's also from three, and it cuts the deficit to two at 55-53 with 16 seconds left to go in the quarter.
I think if you're City West, you got 13 seconds now. You got to take the last shot.
Anderson backing it out. 8, 7. They got to get something in motion. They get to McCaffrey. 1 foot inside the arc. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Parks fades away. Got it at the buzzer. A 12-point third quarter for Wally Parks. 19 on the night. And it's a 4-point West High lead, 57-53. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Don't go anywhere. Quarter number four when we come back. You're listening to High School Hoops on KGYM.
Sunday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, Cam Newton and the Panthers meet Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Then Peyton Manning leads the Broncos against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The NFL playoffs are right here.
The NFL Divisional Football Playoffs on Sunday beginning at 11:30 on KGYM. Brought to you by Wurtsdick and Anderson Law Firm. Experienced, knowledgeable, dedicated workers' compensation experts.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
State minutes of this ball game put up on the scoreboard clock. Welcome back to West High Gymnasium. Brent Balbinot, Adam Haluska. West High 57, Lindmar 53. Patrick McCaffrey posting up down low. Looked like he might have lost that ball going up, but enough touch on it. It falls through the cylinder. His first points of the second half. He's got 10 on the evening, and the Trojans with their largest lead at 59-53.
Once again, another play where they're taking the ball towards the basket. Either you get fouled or you get a bucket.
Close to him with three fouls is in. He's posting up. This is out to Murphy. Drives hard to the iron and finishes with the finger roll. This kid is really the best-kept secret on this team.
He's quiet. He makes great plays. He's headsy. Good effort on defense. Always going after the loose balls. Those 8 points he's got up there tonight all have came at timely points.
Tell you what, wherever he ends up in the Iowa Conference, they're going to get a pretty good ball player. Lane posting up against Bohannon. Leaves it short. Bohannon with the rebound. 59-55. West with the lead, but here come the Lions. Bohannon into the paint, elevates over Henderson, and hits the spot up Jay.
It's a tough shot. I mean, he's coming in from the right side of the floor as we're looking at it. Brandt sets a screen. They're really playing kind of a two-man game, and he extends that dribble out and takes a fadeaway to the left. Really, there's no way you can guard that.
59-57. The lead trimmed to two for West High. They're going to milk a little clock and run some offense here. McCaffrey pops out beyond the arc, left wing. Henderson. Parks now in the high block, sets a screen. He rejects it. Matter of fact, Parks now has it into the paint. Double clutches, leaves it short. Brandt taps the ball out. Henderson's got it. He's going to take it baseline, kicks it out near corner to Lane. Free throw line extended right wing, keeps his dribble, backs it out. Now finds Disterhoff from distance. It's short. Ball tapped, and Bohannon finally comes away with it.
A lot of movement on the ball that possession, offensive rebound. Parks has got to maybe look to just post up. He's kind of hanging out behind the defense a little bit. He's got to make sure he's coming to the high post or somewhere in front of the defender and ask for that ball.
Bohannon out near half court finds Brandt, who has been absolutely shut out here in the second half. Bohannon off a screen, puts up a three, no good. Parks skies to pull it down. Brandt had 14 at the half. He has yet to score so far here in the second half.
And really, Jordan there, he took a fadeaway three, but you can tell he's kind of looking for his moment to put himself back into this game to get the ball in their hands and get that lead back for Lindmar.
59-57, West with the lead in the ball. Parks low blocks, trying to take Murphy in, spins, goes up off the square, give him two more.
Good recognition by Parks. He saw that Murphy was on him. He had the height advantage, went ahead and made a crab dribble or two, turnaround jumper. Really good recognition on his part.
Lindmar made a guard-to-post switch there, and if you do that, Parks is going to have the advantage every time. How do you counter that if you're Lindmar, or do you just not switch? Tell your kid to fight through it.
You got to fight through it. Same thing a couple of times what City West was doing on the defensive end when you got Bohannon or Prinny up top. Stay with your guy and fight through it. Anytime you're switching, it creates a mismatch, and that's when bad things happen.
Timeout on the floor by West High as they lead at 61-57. Not quite the crunch time, but we're getting there. And with that three ball, and especially the way Lindmar shoots it, you only need two possessions before you can retake the lead here. This is anybody's ball game.
Oh, yeah, and you got Iowa City West that's in, the bonus right now with seven. So any foul from Lindmar is going to put them at the free throw line. We got a lot of game to be played, but, I expect Lindmar to come out of this timeout and make a couple adjustments defensively and offensively to get a couple baskets here.
Buzzer about to sound. Now, don't forget, West is in the bonus. Lindmar has 17 fouls. West High, only three. So they have some to give if they so choose. And it looks like they're going to pick up now in the backcourt. Henderson will pick up Bohannon before he hits the timeline. 61-57. It is a four-point West High lead. Lindmar with the ball. They're posting Bohannon up against Henderson, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Bohannon with his second.
So you can tell Bohannon's trying to get the ball at the post, the low post. He kind of threw it off to the wing, made a hard cut to the basket, had position. I think where they got him was he was kind of doing the, had his hands behind the defender, almost sealing him off, and that's when they called the foul.
Now that's the eighth team foul, but you don't shoot on a player control foul. So West High will take possession here. Lane with a bounce pass to Barnes in between the rings. Lane pops back out right wing. Bohannon stays on him. Parks in the high blocks, faces the basket, working against Klosterman. Gives it back to Henderson. McCaffrey, Parks has been popping out to the top of the key all night long. Henderson pops out right wing, takes Murphy in, creates some distance as he shoves off and give him two off the square. That's his first basket of the night.
I kind of call that opening the gate. As soon as Murphy just kind of opened his shoulder a little bit, he went ahead and found a lane and went all the way to the basket.
63-57, 4:20 left to go in the ballgame. Bohannon off a Klosterman screen. Barnes switches. Now Henderson recovers. Bohannon into the paint. Will whistle, and they're going to wave off the shot. It will be against West. It'll be Henderson. That's his third, team foul number four.
Great move by Jordan. If you're Iowa City West, probably the best thing you could have did at that point, just foul him before he could get that shot off. And that's 14 fouls for Iowa City West right now.
Inbounding on the baseline, Bohannon finds Murphy. Back to Prinny. Barnes is right in his jersey. Prinny tries to size him up, stutter steps, kicks it back out to Murphy. McCaffrey with the deflection and the steal. Coast to coast, flushes it home.
Kind of had Grant just go right by him and went ahead with the two-hand stuff. Big play for a freshman.
65-57, an 8-point West High lead under 4 minutes now left to go in the game.
And that defense from Iowa City West, they're really extending it. They're 5-6 feet in front of the three-point line. They're making sure they're putting pressure all over the floor.
And Barnes is going to be called for being too aggressive. You do that 20, 25 feet out, right in front of the official, you're going to get the whistle.
And it's emotion. You can tell offensively it's leading to some nice buckets here. They're playing high. Defense is really picking up. I don't think that's a bad foul if you're Iowa City West.
3:40 left to go in the contest. It's been a dry spell here for Lindmar.
And Lindmar's running their offense, 5-6 feet in back of the three-point line.
Klosterman tries to back Barnes down. Barnes caught ball up top but caught the hip down low, and that's going to be a two-shot foul.
So the game's kind of changed. In the first half, Lindmar really had their way with offense, running it wherever they wanted. Now they're really extending it back far enough where that defense from West is really putting that pressure.
Klosterman, another lefty at the line, in and out. Klosterman, not a great free throw shooter at 66%.
And now at a time when there's 3:29 on the clock, every free throw, every possession is going to be that much more valuable if you're Lindmar.
Second is on the way. He's got one of two. 65-58. West High's lead cut to seven with 3:24 left to go. And West in no rush right now. They are going to work the offense and milk some clock.
Now, what do you think? Is this a time when in high school you're kind of, if you're Lindmar, you're begging for a shot clock rule?
I think we're going to get there sooner than later. I really do.
And I would be in favor for it in situations like this where you got to make them play. We're kind of going a four out. Your turn to take the ball. And
Lane has picked up his dribble, and Steve Bergman, realizing it calls a 30-second timeout, will keep it here with 2:57 left to go in the game. Look, I think, and especially with the athletes we're seeing here at this level, we've called our fair share of 2A, even 1A games. The level of athlete now compared to 20, 30 years ago, I don't think it's asking them too much to get a shot off in 40 or 45 seconds. I was talking with Todd Werner at Rivalry Saturday, and he said that they actually experimented with it probably 10 or 15 years ago when he was coaching at Northeast Hamilton, small 1A, when they went down at a pre-conference tournament down in Des Moines, and the kids loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, you are smart enough now. The average kid has enough basketball IQ, enough athleticism, that a shot clock isn't going
to
throw them off.
And if you go to a 35-second shot clock, it's enough time. You know, you watch a possession, and we could even put a stopwatch and time it. You're going to get a lot of offense going in 35 seconds, especially high school courts are generally a little bit smaller than the pro and the college courts. I know budget-wise it's a big deal for some of these small schools, or you got to have somebody be able to run it. But I hope they go to it in the next few years.
Ironic that you mentioned that, because West here, we're playing tonight on a 94-foot court. It is a little bit bigger. And they're going to spread it right now. Lindmar's going to have to foul with 2:44 and counting left to go in the game. They have gone to the spread. Four corners. Henderson is fouled by Murphy. That's going to put him to the line for the front end of a 1-1. Henderson. Well, he has missed just one free throw so far this season. He is 5 of 6.
And I think when you do your scouting report, you see Wally Parks. He's had a great game tonight. He's shooting 61%, and all these guys can shoot free throws. But, you know, when he had the ball at the top there, that might be one of the times when you go make that quick foul and go after a guy like Wally instead of Alex.
Henderson nails his first, rattles home his second. 67-58. It's a 9-point Trojan lead. Lindmar's got to move. Bohannon will blow by Henderson. Lost the ball. Parks with the steal. The outlet to Barnes. Up the near side to Lane. McCaffrey down low. Goes up with a hook. And he's fouled.
Turnover led to a great outlet pass. And they got it to Patrick in a good position to make a play. And now he's going to go to the line and try for two.
Klosterman with his fourth. McCaffrey to the stripe. Patrick is 1 for 2 tonight. McCaffrey, a 70% free throw shooter, can't find the range on his first. He's got 12 points on the evening. Came into this one averaging just 4. Second is on the way. Got it. Steve Bergman said he had to step up. Basically, his exact words were he needs the freshman to come out of his shell, and he's done just that.
I think he's played a great all-around game. He hasn't forced anything. He's made timely shots, made free throws when he's had to.
Oh, Klosterman on a great slip. Great find by Murphy for an easy lay-in. Timeout, Coach Robertson, as they've cut the deficit to 8, 68-60. Well, no question what's coming here if you're West. You need to be prepared for full-court pressure, right?
Oh, yeah, they're going to come at you with full-court press. You're going to want to get the ball in and protect it and be safe and try to clear everybody out. Get the ball in a ball handler's hand and let him make a play to get the ball across half-court. And then from there, you're probably going to expect a foul. With 2 minutes left, they're going to try to get this game and extend it as long as they can.
On a night where we are seeing, well, for certain, 2 Division I athletes on the floor for West, you've got to figure if Wally Parks can go to Indian Hills and get the grades up, he's going to head somewhere. I know Western Illinois and Coach Wright was still interested in him. Devontae Lane could very easily be a solid 2 or 3 in a team probably in the Valley. But then you've got Bohannon, who's also coming to Iowa. Prunty going to Western Michigan. You've got a couple of D3 kids. I mean, this has been everything that it was billed to be.
just all around good basketball. And, you know, runs here, runs there. The defense has been strong. These guys have made some tough shots tonight, whether they're deep threes or plays in the lane. And it's not just been one or two guys. It's been the whole team on both sides. It's really a fun game when you got everybody kind of participating and making big shots or dunks. All-around team effort.
Full court pressure by the Lions, and they foul immediately. Lane will go to the line. I believe this is going to be against Prinny. And Chris Robertson was saying, where was the foul there? My guys had their double teamed, but, boy, he's not happy.
Yeah, to not even get the ball in bounds to force him to make a play.
Yep.
It's a little bit of a bailout, and now Lane's going to go to the free throw line. He's got two here.
Yep, they're in the double bonus.
Double bonus right now, so all the tougher to get back.
Wow, and on a night.
Do we have that right on his free throw percentage?
You're looking at the same numbers I am, 92%. And he hasn't even shot 50 tonight as he misses his first. Second is on the way. Got that one. 69-60. Lindmar's got a hustle. Bohannon hands off to Prinny. 2 minutes left to go in the ballgame. Klosterman in the top of the key. On the floor, around Barnes. Cut off, but he goes up strong anyway and muscles it over the iron for two.
Another quick timeout. You can tell in the beginning, you know, Jordan's doing a great job of getting that ball quickly up the floor. Him and Prinny are doing a kind of a two-man game, and it leaves Klosterman right there at the top of the key to go around, and they put a lot of focus on the guards for Lindmar, and Klosterman took it right to the hole, and we got a seven-point game.
69-62. Well, again, if you're Lindmar, you have to come out in full court pressure. Basically, if you don't get the steal, you need to foul immediately. And if you're West, I don't care that he's, what are we looking at here?
92%.
2, 4, 6, 8. He is 4 for 8 tonight. Devontae Lane is still your best free throw shooter. You try and get him the basketball, don't you?
I think him or Alex Henderson. And, you know, you got Devontae Lane right now. He's starting at the free throw line. They might run some cross cutters. They're double teaming him right now.
Yeah, he's double teamed, and he dribbles out of it. They go over the top of it. Parks has it. He's the guy to foul as Brandt has just picked up his four. Parks, just a 62% free throw shooter, and this is going to be his first trip to the line tonight. First is on the way. He connects.
And why not? He's got 22 points now. This has been a great game for Wally, to really kind of a coming out party with a depleted team. He's really taking the team on his shoulders tonight. And he's really the difference maker in that third quarter to get these guys back in front.
12 points in that third quarter. He averages 10.5. He has 23 tonight. It's 71-62. Bohannon, they're right in his jersey. Prinny spots up from way downtown. No good. McCaffrey with the board. They try and tie him up. They do. Jump ball, and Lindmar will take it. Trailing by 9. How about this? Between Bohannon, Prinny, and Brandt here in the fourth quarter, just 2 points amongst the three.
And credit Iowa City West on their defense.
Yep.
We've talked about it. Even now, still, they are extending that zone, or the man-to-man, all the way out there.
Long three. Murphy gets in on the act.
There's Murphy again.
Yep, they're not out of it. 71-65. They are hanging around. Now taking a look at both team schedules. They are crossing their fingers, but I don't believe that Connor McCaffrey is going to be available for Tuesday night. If he didn't pass concussion protocol, the concussion test, I think it's 3 days that you have to be able to, basically from the time you pass it. So I don't believe he's going to be available for Tuesday night's game.
And with health, you want to make sure anytime you're
Absolutely.
Dealing with concussions or anything at this point, it's going to be a long season, I think, for both of these squads. You want to make sure everybody's healthy before they're really fully back, because both teams are going to try to make a big run down to Des Moines at the end of the year.
You don't want to risk it. West Tie is at Bettendorf Tuesday night. And then for Lindmar, taking a look at their schedule, they are, oh my, at Ankeny. Wow. Tell you what, both these teams traveled outside the state of Iowa, went to Minnesota, West High twice.
And credit the state of Iowa, the Athletic Association has kind of opened the door to allow some of these teams to do that. And I think it's just it's a way to really expose what Iowa has. I'm passionate about Iowa athletics, and I think we can compete on a high level with a lot of different schools, either Illinois, Minnesota. So it's always good to see these guys compete.
McCaffrey up the court to Parks, and Klosterman fouls him. He's done. Klosterman has just fouled out. He'll finish with 7 points.
And this is a tough decision right now when you got guys that have those fouls. Do you want to foul or not? You got to save time. You know, almost when you call timeouts, you almost want to put in a sub.
Exactly.
To go in there and make the foul and then try to quickly sub back. But it's tough. Klosterman played a great game, and he's going to have to sit and watch the rest of this last minute.
Parks leaves his first free throw short. As we mentioned, Wally just a 62% free throw shooter. Second is on the way. He's good there. 72-65. Lindmar has to hustle with a minute 14 left to go. Bohannon, bounce pass. Brandt for three. It's short. He followed his own shot, and he knocked it off of Henderson.
Making it difficult on Jordan right now. They're coming down. Once again, another two-man game with him and Brandt trying to get a ball off quick so he can get a quick three.
Bohannon steps back. I don't think his legs are quite there. And we're going to have a foul. McCaffrey with the board. And who's this one? Foul will go against Murphy, his third. Umpteenth for the Lions. And McCaffrey at the other end of the gym to shoot free throws. Patrick is 2 for 4 tonight. He's got a pair coming here. He's 2 for 5.
A couple shots he's left short.
Yep.
He's logged a lot of minutes tonight. This is probably a game where, he's really stepped up big. He's played extra minutes. A little short on that free throw. He's got to make sure he gets it there this time to extend that lead. 65-72, a minute left. There's still time for Lindmar.
70% free throw shooter. He's good on 1 of 2. Timeout West High with a minute 3 left to go in the game and an 8-point lead. Well, in effect, it's a 3-possession ball game. So if you're Lindmar, what are you drawing up here if you are Coach Chris Robertson? Do you need a three, or do you just need your first good look?
I think you need your first good look, but, when you got great shooters out there, it's hard and it's so tempting to go after that three to get that game back closer. I look for them to still do that two-man game where they're coming in and trying to use Brandt or somebody up top to create a little confusion with either Prinny or Bohannon coming off with the ball and trying to get a three or a quick shot.
And if you're West High, do not foul. The last thing you want to do is stop the clock and put them at the line.
Exactly. And this might be a time, too, when you start switching. They've done a pretty good job tonight where they're hands-on man-to-man and they're staying with their guy. You might want to just switch to avoid a foul, make them take a tough three or a tough shot, and just keep them in front.
First whistle. We'll wait for the second one here. With West High leading Lindmar 73-65.
If you're Bergman right now, you got to be very proud of your team. Regardless of the outcome, we've used the word depleted. They're without a couple of their starters, and they've had guys really step up. And this is kind of a growing moment for this team, especially when injuries kind of plagued them. Like I said, whether win or lose, they've really came out and played well.
Bohannon working against Parks, they cut back door. Tyler Vovis has checked in. He's got it, and here comes the full court pressure. They've got Lane. And immediately fouled by Prinny with 45 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
And Lane's so athletic. He went from the left side of the floor all the way to the right and just kind of beat Prinny to the ball to get that ball in bounds, and then he took off with it. It's hard when somebody's athletic like Lane to keep the ball out of his hands.
Well, how about giving him credit, too? He had 3 fouls at the half. He still has 3 fouls. That's playing smart defense.
He did, and a couple of those fouls early on, I know he wished he could get them back, but he stepped it up and he's played really good defense. I don't think he's really sacrificed himself too much to avoid fouls, but he's got to make free throws. There's another one he just missed. When he's 92% coming in, he's got to knock these down.
Now that percentage is going to take a significant hit after tonight. Taking a little extra time here. Releases. Short. Ball being tapped around. Barnes got it. He took it away from Brandt. And now we've got a foul. And if that's Brandt, he's done. Nope, it's going to be number three, not 33, Murphy, but that's his fourth. And if you're Lindmar, you got what you wanted. A missed free throw, and they didn't box out.
Yeah, with a six-point game, they didn't box out. You know, a chance to cut it to one possession there, and now you're sending somebody at the line to get two.
Barnes at the line, sure on his first free throw attempt. Nathan Barnes, just a 50% free throw shooter, and yet he's perfect tonight. And he stays that way. Three for three. Back up to an 8-point lead, 75-67. Bohannon from 24 feet out, no good. Barnes with the rebound. The outlet, Parks up the court to Lane, three on one. He'll back it out. With 26 seconds left, he tries a pass in the post. It's deflected and stolen, and Wally almost fouls. Bounce pass. Prinny for three, off the mark, and it's going to be out of bounds off a Lane.
You know, if you're Lindmar, you got the shot you wanted there. Prinny was wide open in the corner, just couldn't connect. We got 75-67, 8-point lead right now. Lindmar's got to try to get a quick shot here.
They got a hustle with 15 and a half. Oh, my, almost a foul as Bohannon throws up a prayer and hits it. 75-70 with 10.8 seconds left. Wow. All right, here's a thought for you. I know you primarily see this at the college level, but if you're Lindmar, do you think about fouling before the inbounds?
I think you got to. You know, with about 15 seconds left here, or 10 seconds, you know, you got to milk that clock as long as you can. And if you can get one before the time even comes off, that's what you got to do.
All right, now Chris Robertson talking things over with his assistants. If they do not get a steal off the inbounds, they have to foul. 75-70. Both teams giving up considerably more than what their defense allows per game. Both teams scoring, well, at least for West High, a fair amount more than they're used to, almost 10 points more. Lindmar came into this one averaging 69, so they're slightly above their average. But this kind of goes to show you, this West High team can win in multiple ways.
Oh, yeah, and you know, this game it's a little deceiving because we've been extending this game since about the three-minute mark with free throws. But, yeah, any way that they want to try to win this ball game, West has really stepped up and on the defensive end, get the ball in transition.
Brant fouls Lane before the inbounds. He hooks him, and he's done for the night. Are they calling intentional? They are. They're calling an intentional foul. So not only is Brant done, but that's two shots and the ball. And this one's almost all but sealed now for West High. And Chris Robertson is not happy with that call.
There's been two intentional foul calls tonight that I think these coaches wish they could dispute a little bit more.
One on Lindmar.
Yep, so it's evened out on that end. But, yeah, with Brant, that's a tough one because he's got four fouls. Probably would have been a situation where you get Prinny or Bohannon to make the foul. They've got two apiece, but instead he's going to have to sit down. And what a night for him. Brant really stepped up in that first half.
But scoreless in the second. He finishes with 14. And Lane at the line for two more. Going to try and pad the stats tonight with 15 points. He could easily have 20 if he hit his free throws. First is on the way. It's short. My goodness.
And not just a little short. He's been, these past three shots, they're barely even touching the rim.
He is 4 of 11 tonight. 5 of 12. And West will have possession of the ball. Now the foul occurred in the backcourt, so they'll have to come back. And inbound from the baseline. Leading by 6, 76-70. They release Parks. They get it. Oh, my goodness, to Barnes, and it was knocked out of bounds from behind by Phillips. Well, somehow, some way, Lindmar could get a steal here. It's still only a two-possession game. McCaffrey will inbound, smacks the ball in his hand. And do we have a foul before the inbounds? We do. It's going against Phillips, but this is not an intentional. That's his third, and Barnes to the line, where he is 3 for 3 tonight, despite being a 50% free throw shooter.
And if you make one with 8.9 seconds left,
it's all but over.
It's all but over. You make it a three-possession game, and it's really hard at that point to come back if you're Linmar.
First is up, and that just may be the last nail in the Lions' coffin. 77-70 with 8.9 seconds left. Barnes second, in and out. Rebounded by Prinny. He's hustling across half court. Puts up a 25-footer. It is short. Ball rebounded, and we're going to have a foul. Barnes was doing battle with Bovis, and he fouled him. And that actually will put Linmar at the line.
They finally got to the free throw line.
Well, let's take a look at Bovis' stats on the season. Are you kidding me? He hasn't attempted a free throw yet this season. He's perfect at one for one.
Put him down for 100% right now.
You betcha, baby. He's got another coming, but this is simply going to make it more respectable. At 77-71, Bovis releases. Off the mark. McCaffrey with the board, and there is your game winner. Down two starters, and already saddled with three losses in a game that head coach Steve Bergman simply said is a must win. His team steps up tonight. 77-71 as they down a very good Linmar squad here tonight. West High now 8-3 overall. Linmar falls to 7-3 with both teams on the road next Tuesday night. Good ball game.
Oh, it was a great game on both teams. You know, it's a tough way for Linmar to kind of get out of their element, and they were trying to foul to extend that game, especially with about 3 minutes left. But, you know, credit Iowa City West. They played well at the right times. They battled some of those runs, and, you know, they were really behind most of the game. It didn't really feel like Iowa City West was in it that first quarter. But Linmar, just they couldn't keep up. West got it all, you know, making big runs, getting the ball in transition. And Wally Parks, he's got to be my player of the game right now. He really
amazing.
Was the turning point to get this team back squared away, get them in front, and from there they never looked back.
Well, they trailed by a point at the half. Wally averages 10.5 points per game. He had a 12-point third quarter alone. He finishes with 24. Final score, West High 77, Linmar 71. We're going to take a two-minute break, a two-minute timeout. Back with your post-game stats and analysis. You're listening to High School Hoops on KGYM.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. Tom Brady and the Patriots host the Kansas City Chiefs. Then Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers head to the desert to face the Arizona Cardinals. The NFL playoffs are right here.
NFL divisional playoffs beginning at 3 Saturday on the Gym. 106.3 and 107.5 FM brought to you by NFL Red Zone from NFL Network and Mediacom.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to West High Gymnasium. It was not quite a packed house, but for the most part, I'd say 80% full this evening, and they saw a dandy as Iowa City West High gets off the snide after dropping a game earlier this week, Tuesday night at Dubuque Waller, as they hand the Linmar Lions just their third loss of the season. West High now 8-3 overall, Linmar 7-3 with a 77-71 victory. Brent Balbinot alongside Adam Haluska. Quick recap and postgame here before we set you off to your weekend. My goodness, I'm looking at the starters doing the damage, as you probably would expect for both teams, but I'm looking at averages tonight, Adam, and Wally Parks more than doubled his average this evening. Devontae Lane scored three more points than he averages, and he probably should have had at least another eight or nine as he struggled from the free throw line. Patrick McCaffrey, Steve Bergman said he's got to come out of his shell tonight. He averages 4.3 points. He finishes with 14, over three times his average. With Connor McCaffrey and Tanner Lohaus out, everybody stepped up tonight. This, you really call this a true team win for West High, don't you?
And West isn't crazy deep right now. You know, when you got a, we say it again, depleted team, guys had to step up. Early foul trouble, Devontae Lane, but he was able to kind of control that in the second half, still ended with three fouls. It was a team effort. And however you look at it, those missing pieces, everybody stepped up and did, you know, something above their average. And, you know, Patrick McCaffrey would bring him up again. Just a great game all around, defensively, offensively, made some free throws when he had to. You know, when you're asking somebody to step up as a freshman, you don't always know what you're going to get.
Yep.
He came through tonight.
Jordan Bohannon came through tonight right on his average at 21.7. He finishes with 22 points. Jared Prinney with 13, basically a point below his average. Riley Murphy stepped up and had a very good game tonight with 11 points. But here's the story, and I guess you can figure it probably all came out in the wash. But Jordan Brandt averages 8.4 points per ball game. He had 14 at the half for Linmar. He was draining them from beyond the arc. He was driving to the basket. He got to the free throw line. West put the clamps down on him. He goes scoreless over quarters three and four. If you figure if he even has an average second half, this could be a different ballgame.
And you know, it was obviously a focal point at halftime for Iowa City West. You can just about bet they threw that stat, you know, the stat up there that he had 14 points. He was killing them. They really came out with a high focus, and he didn't have really a chance to go to the basket. And Iowa City West, the whole defense in the second half just had a whole different attitude. They were up in their face, hands in the passing lane.
Yep.
You know, that started that turnaround where they got a few turnovers, and it led to easy buckets, and that just kind of shifted the tide of the game.
Folks, when I say has an average second half, that is not on Brandt. That is a credit to West High's defense.
Yep.
They identified a player that they didn't want to beat them tonight, and they shut him down in the second half. Bo Klosterman finishes with seven. And then four bench points. Tyler Vovis, a basket, and one of two from the line. Reese Phillips, one of two from the line. For West High, Wally Parks with 24 points. He is the first of four West High starters in double figures. Devontae Lane with 16. Patrick McCaffrey with 14. Nathan Barnes with 13. I don't think we mentioned Nate either. Nate averages 6 points per game. He gets over twice his average. 5 points for Alex Henderson, and then 5 points off the bench for Nate Disterhoft. You take a look at it, and I know Coach Bergman was really nervous, a loss tonight, very well. And again, if you know Coach Bergman, I'm not going to say the sun never shines in his world, but he's a glass half empty kind of guy, let's put it that way. And that's what he uses to motivate his team.
Yep.
And it came up tonight. I think he really put the clamps down on him. He said, listen, if you lose tonight, there's a very real chance you're going to have to play an extra playoff game. You won't get that first round bye that you're so used to. His club responded this evening.
And this is what you want. I mean, when your team's down, you're missing some pieces there to your puzzle, and arguably some, you know, major pieces there, especially with Connor kind of being the staple of that offense and the staple of the team. These guys really came through, and if – like you said, he's got to be happy and smiling in that locker room right now, because everybody really had a great game. And, you know, when their backs were up against the wall, they stayed the course. played hard defense, and that really got him the win tonight.
For Chris Robertson and the Linmar Lions, this one snaps a five-game losing streak. But things don't get any easier for them as they are on the road at Ankeny Tuesday night before coming home to host Dubuque Wallert, Cordell Pemsel, Wedewer and company. This conference is just a meat grinder.
It is, and when, like I said, when you're going out and you're playing Ankeny and you're going and playing up in schools in Minnesota and what have you, it just doesn't get easy. Every game is a grind, and you got to make sure everybody's healthy, fresh. But, yeah, you turn around and you got Ankeny and Dubuque Wallert.
Yep.
There's just, it doesn't get easy. There's no games off.
You've got to stay the course. But for tonight, West High with a solid performance over a very good Linmar squad, 77-71. The Trojans now 8-3 on the season. The Lions fall to 7-3. Adam, appreciate you throwing on the headsets, and we're going to have you on next Friday night across town over at City High.
Absolutely. Had a great time tonight. Two great teams, and if you're from the state of Iowa or you're local here, it's always great to watch guys. You know, there's a lot of good athletes here. They're going to be playing within the state, Division II, Division III, Division I. Just great basketball all around.
Big thank you also going out to our in-studio producers and engineers. Jeff Downing got us started. Zach Johnson took us the rest of the way home. Big thank you going out to our sponsors for helping make the broadcast a possibility. Folks, if you enjoy these broadcasts, patronize those sponsors. Walk through their doors and tell them how much you appreciate it. And as always, a big thank you for you, the fan, for tuning in. Again, for Adam Haluska, I'm Brent Balbinot. Final score tonight, West High 77, Linmar 71. You've been listening to a sports presentation of the North, 107.5, and South, 106.3 FM, the Gyms, KGYM.